ハロー、リオキュエンド、プライム、ダルマトーク。The one who create the future has wisdom. The wisdom to see the future. To see the future means that from the future point of view, in the image, what's happening in your heart, or the words, what is you are saying to yourself and also to others, will bring the future. The wisdom is to recognize the relationship of your present action, words, and heart, and what will happen in the future. The relationship is your three karmas, which is the mind, image, and action, and the future. This is awakening to the a cause and effect. Of course, effect is a future. It's a result. And the cause is your mind in words and action to others. What behave will bring what future? For example, who are not awakening to this wisdom, they don't see the future point of view. That's why they can say words to other people with no caring if that words will hurt other people or not. They don't see the result, what will happen if you hurt other people, or if you steal the money from other people. They are living not really future. Maybe they think about next week or a few months after, but not never be able to see what will happen after a couple of years in their life. The person who are living with creating the future are completely connected with the future as a mirror of your presence. Present your of your mind and action and words. So they all the time seeing the future as a mirror of what are they doing now. So therefore they live with honesty, because if you trade honesty, if you trade other people, they know what future will be brought from that action. Therefore, there are two kinds of people in the world. One kind of people is basically giving energy to the world because they know the world itself is that their life, and even themselves the other kind of people are not clear with that. It's themselves and the world. World is separated in their mind. And the world is not the place that you give energy. The world is what you can gain from. So the key energy is always trying to receive, take, suck the energy from the world and from the others, and they don't realize what future will be brought from this attitude to the life point of view. How you be able to awaken to this wisdom to see the future, see the consequences of the as a result of your present words and mind and action. This wisdom actually comes from how much you accept world and other people into your own heart. Most of the people don't realize that the world itself is themselves and life itself is them. And they don't take other people as their own, the world as their own. They're not responsible to the happiness of the other people or happiness of the world. As more you take in the world and other people into your heart and feel that all what's happening in the world or other people is what's happening in your subconsciousness. If you accept in all other beings and the world into your heart in the practice, that gradually the separation of yourself and the world will be melted, because you receive the great love of the universe. Accept in others to own heart. Actually, this is love. If you have no love, you will separate yourself and others, and you would never feel the responsible of others' happiness. But if you have love to others, you feel happiness of others is your responsibility. And as what's happening in others' heart and others and the world is what's happening in your heart, subconsciousness. When you 100% receiving, keep receiving, accepting, taking others in your heart in the practice, there will be a point that there will be no separation of self and others. And this is what is called unseparated wisdom in Buddhism. This wisdom is not called at all. This this wisdom is, it's very warm, fully caring about others and the world, and realizing that you're fully being cared by the great love of the great spirit of the universe. Let's live in this wisdom and let's live in this great love. Thank you.